The weather in Christchurch and the Canterbury area, also affecting Ashburton, is not very good at the moment. Constant rain has meant riverbanks have broken. And many have been asked to evacuate, including the Ashburton area. And we are very fortunate that we've been able to contact one of our very own Cook Islander living in Ashburton, Mahu Maireriki. Kia ora, Mahu, and thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
Kia ora, thank you very much.
Now, first of all, what do you do down there in Ashburton, Mahu?
Well, I have a Pacific Island food shop called Kai and Cuts. We also sell merchandise, and upstairs we have a barber shop where a tall friend of mine cuts hair. I'm the chef.
How big is our Pacific Island community there in Ashburton?
Pretty big because we have a lot of meatworks around, and so meatworks from they go out and recruit from Samoa and recruit from Rarotonga and Aitutaki, and so there's been a lot of people that's been there for years and years, decades, working at the meatworks.
You yourself, how did you end up in Ashburton?
Well, I had a sister that lived there, and I came from Australia. I lived there most of my life, and I needed a change of life, and I came there. I worked in the meatworks myself, and ended up doing an apprenticeship with the Bradford Building, and decided to move out and do my own business with my wife, and renovated the shop, and now we've been going since 2019.
Wow. Now the rain that's falling down there, how bad has it been, and is it continuing to fall now?
Yeah, it's still around about 80% right about now. It's been pretty heavy. We drove yesterday, and you couldn't really drive too fast because the wipers are going as fast as they could, but you still hardly could see. So it's pretty, there's a lot of flooded areas, like I said before, around Ashburton. A few regions, a few hundred people have been evacuated, and a lot of the residents in Ashburton, half of the residents where the danger area is, we're all ready to evacuate any time.
Wow. How far away are you and your home from that danger, that area that's in danger?
Yeah, I'm in that area, actually. But my wife and I, fortunately, we packed the kids up in some of our 72-hour kits and moved and went somewhere yesterday. So we're out of the area now.
So are you staying in emergency accommodation, or are you staying with family and friends away from the area?
We're staying at a motel for the meantime. It was actually yesterday we had my wife was teaching first aid, and I was teaching showing our 72-hour family kits to members in our church. That was our lesson yesterday, and just so happened we had to evacuate, but we already evacuated with all our stuff.
Oh, that's good news. When will you be allowed to return, or are you waiting for the rain to abate and then to hear officially from the emergency services?
Well, the main highway, which is Highway 1, is closed going into Christchurch. So people from Christchurch cannot go towards Ashburton, and also on the other side of Christchurch, which is Timaru, heading up to Dunedin and Invercargill, and there's the bridges are closed over there as well. So it's going to be a bit like the pandemic. When the pandemic came out, all the toilet papers and everything went out of Countdown in the New World.
Now, there in Ashburton itself, I guess you might be lucky that you were able to check in, because I imagine that there'd be a lot of people now looking for alternative accommodation with the danger in where you are living.
Yes, there's a marae that people will be going up to. There's also a Baptist church that's opened their doors. Our church, which is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we're in the flooded area, so we can't open our doors.
And your business, is that safe or is downtown flooded as well?
Oh, no, it's in the safe area. It's kind of like on the borderline. It's in the middle of town, and there's a railway track that kind of like blocks off that side and this side. Yeah, so it's all right.
Wonderful. Mahu, Maereri ki. Thank you so much for your time. And we might actually just check in with you again tomorrow morning to see how things are. Really do appreciate your time. Thank you, Mahu.
Oh, you're welcome.
Meitaki maata.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Early Edition with Ete. That is us just checking in with our community there in Ashburton as the Canterbury and most of that South Island area is being battered by rain, causing many, many, many to evacuate. Thankfully, Mahu Maereri and his family have chosen to move out early of the area that they live in, which is also under threat, and they are safe and sound in motel accommodation in Ashburton.